So we were talking, why was it necessary for Nevi'im to be shown Amara? So he explains because the Mara is the physical manifestation of that particular Hashgacha, and it comes to the world in that way. And therefore, it's not just that, it's a remez, right? It's not just a hint for, that, but rather that is the Midah. That is the existence of the Midah in the world. And therefore, that's why you're being shown that. So to strengthen that Midah that it represents and that it shows. Okay? The end of 190. The end ish loy nedar ve'in nitzar me'in hashkafa. So he wants to show that Hashem's hashgacha applies to everything. Hine yareu ki'ilu oyer mizivav yizbarach soivev kol olam kulay. He's going to show you as if he is all around the world, kirkiya soivev esaretz, like the sky surrounds the world. V'chein ne'amar dmus aroshe chaya v'kiyah. What happens when Hashem wants to show you a mishpat? Yira le'inav kemelech yoshev al kisoy. Staka b'yemina yomishpat b'smoyle l'ham. It is called b'riyosav b'mishpat. The Mirza Achilles Baruch Laharis is Nevi'i Protius Akoichos Asoivolis Asoilam Ela Al Ela. If he wants to show the hierarchy of how the world is set up, he's going to show you Eretz Al Ma'imedes Al Ha'amudim Ve'amudim Al Ha'mayim V'kulam Tlum B'Zroyesh Al Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to show you something which is indicative of that. Ubritsoisai, Laharis, Lahistalsus, Kola Kokas, a Holkin bad dragon, Mushakmazem, Zeva, Ilmashaf, and so there's a concept of steps where the bottom one is the bottom and everything else builds up off that, and that's the world, Klape, all the Ifanim of Ashgacha. Ubritsoisai, Laharis, Lahmadragas. Milas and Msoas Akrovim Yosei. I'm going to show you a Madrega of creatures, which ones are closer, which ones are further. Yilo Madregas, Madregas. So everything has a manifestation in this world. I don't know exactly, I didn't fully understand this paragraph because he's just trying to fully give Mesholim to Gmois of what he was talking about before. He may show you multiple visions at once. Sometimes there could be conflicting visions. So he's going to show you Ukinin So there's certain things that conflict themselves in Torah, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by showing them bevasachas, is showing that I can make them coexist in some way or other. Kvar b'chaloyim shu gam ki mimin ha'nevuah, k'mal mezal chaloyim echad ma'isim b'nevuah. Chaloyim echad mishishim b'nevuah. Yikra k'tzas mizah shi yizdamu unyanim sh'einam l'fi ha'ri'ah, v'yitzchalfu ha'nosim l'choylem برجع اخر ما يفضيش يعقل درخ يسخافهم. So very interesting idea. In a dream, oftentimes, what happens in a dream is that you see quick things happening, and then when you say it over, it doesn't make any sense because there was no connection between the two. Like, yeah, I was in a room with 10 guys in the Bahamas, and then all of a sudden we, took a boat out and we're at the hotel, like there are multiple things happening. There's no connection because it's a nevuah concept where you're not really interpreting. It's not that you got the vision and now you have to interpret what it is. It's kind of the opposite. It's that you're being told a message which is manifesting itself in the dream. And that's the concept the way Nevuah works as well. Of Yira Ish Echa B'chaloimai, Yachshav, what you see in a dream, you may think, Shehu Ruben, Ubereg Echad Yachshav Shoso Shehu Raya, Hu Beis Echad Oyeven Echad. You could say, right, and what's the idea? Yisrachavu Harkova Yishenam Lefiderach Ariya Klal. You're not being shown a vision which is being supposed to be broken down with the koach of re'iyah, which is sight. Kol shekein nevuah sheimam mishchutz l'teva. She'akadosh baruch hu yidme b'yad hanaviim mashu roitze kama shebi'arnu l'malo. So the neshama says, I got it. You explained it to me perfectly. And he says, I have one more question. So we got past prophecy. It seems to me this prophecy shtickle was a little bit of a cherry on top. I don't know if it really fit in with the entire concept here, but okay. Now, in general, when a person sees something, the breakdown of vision is that you see all the parts and then your brain creates the story. Here it's the opposite. You're being told the story and the vision is there to explain the Hashgacha Pratis, which is going to bring that story happen. Okay. Basically, we're in the home stretch. That's it. Last letter.
I think 61 is trying to explain it all.
Yeah. I can't look at it now. It's long. Amran Hashem, Inyan HaBriya Im Efshar Lahavin Darka Eich Yatsa HaYesh Min HaAyin Im Loi. So now he says, I want to know one more thing. How did God create the world? It means that nobody, can make something from nothing. You could take things and put them together. Even atoms, molecules, whatever. You get to the basic. Creation for us means really forming. Forming the materials that we have. How do you create something with no materials? What does that mean in our language? So, I already told you we cannot understand that. We're not supposed to figure out how he does it. We just want to know what he does. What are the orders of what he does? What's the system that he uses? But let me answer your question. Hashem created something new. And we can't understand that. What did he do in order to build, make it? That I can tell you. He lowered a hashpa into this world step by step and eventually created that material. And then but he's marsh yuchal asay sev shaya asin asay sev kloy nu khalach ba iz marsh shum te sev ze shinoy she iz khaz jo iz in mash lo hayle and I could have returned to Shias HaChomer as that. Meaning, Hashem was planning on making the world the whole time. And therefore, when he could, well, therefore, there was a rotzen of Hashem to have the world. Called Tarma Novim Bavrua, Vainam Novim Batsumusai. We spoke to that. Rakhishat was Hadish Mamish. Hachoim Razer, Oz Hidesh. Mine Ash Boys Men is Bosh Shai, Bukhuka Mamish Lights, Hachoim Razer, Yesh Lam Yachas of Hachoim Razer, till the Hutra of the Shir Abil Noites of the Hachoim Razer. So was it by the Tekash Mine Ash Boys Welcome to Zed Anadot. Okay. So he's saying, how did Hashem create the world? I mean, we're not busy with that. What we're busy with is what system did he use to do that? The type of creation that he did was not impossible for us to understand. But the system he used is the same system he uses for everything. A hashpa from the Ratzon of Hashem came out, and a hashpa from the Ratzon of Hashem manifests itself in something more physical, more physical, more physical, until the raw material for the world was created. And then from there, Hashem could use it and fashion the world. V'nimtza. Sh'me'oz chudcho ha'ashpo ha'rishoyno k'var yesh b'chuka asiyas ha'choymer hazeh v'nikra sh'ha'choymer hazeh kolul ba ki b'choy k'inyana hu v'lo nischad sh'o ela ba'avuroi. So, once Hashem had the original idea to make the world, it's as if the Chomer was already there. It was there on some level of Ratzon Hashem. It just was very far away from being created. And then it went to the second stage. And that got closer to being created. And eventually goes out the pile. It's even more kodesh than it's supposed to be. Basically, the system uses the same system, that things get more and more begushom, more and more part of this world as it proceeds down to the system. So if you remember way, way back, we gave a mashal for this. The mashal we gave what? The chain, but we gave an original mashal before that was the guy who wants to make chocolate. So the ratzon is I want to make chocolate. Okay. So now the first thing I do is I find a field in Colombia somewhere that you could plant cocoa beans. But so now I'm speaking to a real estate agent in Colombia. So I was like, why are you speaking to Rich and if you want to create coffee chocolate, just what shaykhs, right? So in other words, and then, well, you'll see, and then I buy the place, and then I plant the cocoa bean. The guy's like, well, what's this bean? Then I grind it. So every step is then closer to the end product, right? So the hashpois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the very first hashpa, is very far away from what the end Hashpa is supposed to look like. So he's saying is that the very first second Hashem wanted to create the world, it was already a Hashpa to create the raw material needed to create mankind. It was there already. So it's not like, and the system works, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon then keeps on flowing until it hits the Metzius that we have now. ונמצא האשפויס והתולדויס עניין אחד, אך האשפו הם כלל ההשגחות סוי והתולדויס הן המנצויס והנולדויס מן ההשגחות. So, what is in the world and the Ratzon Hashem is really one, but from the Ratzon Hashem to here it takes is a lot of steps. אבל השגחות סוי ככל שער עניין היסברך הבלתי נוידים מצד עצמם כי דיוסי וזכירוסי וחמוסי שאין עוד דבר חוץ ממנו ולא כי דיוסי וזכירוסי וחמוסי אבל הם עשו Right. The way Hashem is Mashgiach is outside himself. Okay. And therefore, I don't have to explain to you the entire concept of how Hashem, of what, how is it possible to create that way. I'm just you're going to say Hashem used the same system he used before. This is a little bit of a complicated concept. Okay, let's read the last paragraph from Voice Item. Then we're finished.
Really? This is with the book?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
642.
These last couple paragraphs, you know, I went quick because I didn't really fully understand it. Maybe I'll cause it tomorrow, we'll see. Tonight, we'll see it. But let's read the last paragraph. You have it, 195?
It is 642.
אמר הנשם עבדה, הנה אני שמח וחלקי מאוד מאוד, I'm very happy שקיבלתי ממך ידיעות גדולות ועמוקות and accepted from you many deep and important pieces of knowledge ונשארתי מיושבס באמונה השלמה and I am very מיושב settled in my אמונה והנאמנה בכל הדברים שחייב כל בן דס מושה וישראל לי יש מושה בהם something which every Jew has to be knowing and it's obligated for every Jew to know this ושולם על ישראל ברוך השם לא אלו אמן ואמן okay very good תוף צדי דלד
1734 that's the time of the morale
Ramchal
Ramchal
what did you say is that what
1734 that's what I said that's
well Yes, on
Thursday evening, which for the Shabbat is. Well,
Shkar Chabasai.
Seems like it's fresh for me.
Huh?
Seems like it's fresh for me.
Can we eat?
So it sounds like you may see him on that Thursday and have meat.
I think we should have.
I definitely think you could, but you have to have learned it.
I think we should have a sea of maybe not meat, but
yeah, we should.
I think we should celebrate
So, Maisa Shahaya, yes, today.